Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know. Y'all better act somebody.
Hat on.
Suit on.
Looking
like the trap of dawn.
Giving them all.
Like a million bucks, things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Today is it, everybody. On a real positive note, today is it. Today is the day. You know, when I was in high school, my mother was a Sunday school teacher until she passed. I would walk out the door every morning on my way to school. And my mother used to say, listen to me, son. Hey, don't forget, today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And, you know, I didn't think much of it. You know, it was just my mama being religious. You know, mom's a spiritual woman. So, you know, I just took it as that. But as I've gotten older, man, you know, that's registered more and more with me. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's pretty cool, man. What better blessing will you get throughout the day than the fact that he allowed you to live and see another day? See, sometimes, man, when you're young, you don't pay no attention to that. But all you got to do is keep living. Keep watching some people that you know not be here anymore. Go to class reunions and they smaller. See people that you really loved and meant a lot to you leave this world. And all of a sudden, man, immortality starts to matter a great deal to you. Some of us learn this lesson sooner than others. But I know when you're young, man, you know, you think you're going to be here for a while. You think you got time to play around. You think you got time to get it together. You got time to make the mistakes. But man, oh, man, almost every full-blown adult that I know will tell you and have said these words right here many times. And I see the reason I'm saying this is because I want you to hear them because you're going to use them. If I only knew then what I know now, do you know how many people have said those words right there? Because in time, man, you gain so much wisdom. Oh, but it ain't like nobody didn't tell you, though. Somebody told you back then, hey, man, it's best to buckle down now. He said, hey, man, you better quit wasting time. Hey, look, do your best at all times. You know, stop worrying about that. I'm telling you, son, in a minute, them clubs ain't going to mean nothing to you. In a minute, that going out all the time ain't going to mean nothing to you. I can't tell you how many times I repeat it to my kids. But, man, today is a different day. Because today is the day that the Lord has made. So he gave you a shot today. If you woke up this morning or if you're finishing your day on your shift, he gave you a new day. Nothing bigger than the fact that he woke you up today. Now, why don't you do something about that? Why don't you take advantage of it? How about if you start today? How about if you stop hesitating today? How about if you stop delaying it today? How about if you stop procrastinating today? How about if you make today the day that you go for it? I mean, man, let's all just decide today. Let's go for it. Let's put forth a maximum effort today. I mean, really, man, what you doing? You ain't, look, man, take advantage of this blessing of waking up. Do something today. If you would just start the process, man, start that business you always dreamed of. Go look into that other job you always yearned for. Go get the training you need to get the promotion, man. Go back to school, man. Go see what you need to do to lift yourself to the next level. Stop waking up every day seeing how it's going to go and start waking up and do something about how it goes. If you make one step, he'll make two. But you could, people talk about it all the time. Man, it seemed like you always getting a blessing. Oh, man, when you're talking to a person, listen to this. If you're talking to a person and it seems like there's always a blessing coming his way, let me tell you what that person doing. That person is putting one foot in front of the next. That person is putting forth some efforts out there. And that's the only way God can bless you. God can only bless you with your efforts. He can only put his finger on the thing that you are doing or attempting. That's all he can help you with. There are no jobs walking up to your door, knocking on your door. But if you beating the pavement, if you sending in the apps, if you online scouring somewhere to work, somewhere to get a job, then God can touch somebody's heart to hire you. But if you sitting at the house every day smoking, every day drinking, but you wondered why you just can't get a job the couple times you done went out there, you got to, if you ain't got a job, you got to look, go get one every day. You got to go look for one every single day. You can't take no days off. How about today? How about today if we decide today is the day that we're going to make the move? Today is the day that we stop delaying, hesitating, procrastinating. Today is the day that we take a step in a direction to do something for ourselves, for our lives, for our family, for our wives, for our children, for our community, for our school. Do something today for crying out loud, man. Stop sitting in your own life in just a stew of misery. In your own life, I'm going to tell you something. If you are in a state of confusion, if you are troubling, if you're stuck on what to do next, you want me to tell you what's happening? You're not doing enough. That's what it is, man. See, when I get in a place, man, where I don't know what the next move is, It's because I done usually stalled out. See, this is the way God works. This is the way he's worked for me. Every time I'm busy and I'm about the business of always trying to live my creed, which is ABC. My motto is ABC, always be closing. I'm always working on something to close something. When you're so busy with the business of improving yourself and doing with yourself and becoming the best you can be, God is always working on your behalf behind some scene of something that you're in the process of attempting to close. But because you're not doing all you can do, you're limiting you are, because of your decision not to give your all in all. You're limiting the opportunities for God to put his finger on things and touch them on your behalf. I don't know if the average person really understands or knows what it takes to truly be successful on whatever level you're talking about. But whatever that level is, I don't care what dollar amount you've got attached to it, what level you got. If you have made the decision that you're going to be successful, I think that a lot of people, the average person, does not know what that means. Whatever level you've decided to be successful on, see, that's your level of faith. That's where you see your life at. Well, guess what? You got to maximize your efforts to even get to that level. So listen to me. If you want to be successful at your church, if you want to be successful in your relationship, if you want to be successful down at the daycare center, if you want to be successful at your college, if you want to be successful on your job, guess what? It's going to take all you got in that world to become a success. I don't know why people think that if you don't want to be where somebody else at, you ain't got to put forth that effort. No, I ain't wrong. You've got to put forth your maximum effort at whatever role you're trying to accomplish. Lord have mercy, man. How about today, though, y'all? How about today? Today is a good one. Let's make today the day. Let's get out of that. Let's get on with it. Stop hesitating. Stop delaying. Stop procrastinating. Start today. Watch God have something to put his finger on there. And that's all you're trying to do, man. To line yourself up with God's grace, you got to put out a lot of effort so God can put his finger on something. You feel me today? I sure hope you do, because I'm on one today. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, everybody, as difficult as life can be sometimes, I am still ever so grateful. Man, oh man, I thank God. I really do, man. Because he keeps me covered. He keeps me waking up. He keeps me moving forward. He keeps me mentally protected. Am I tired? Yes. Am I covered? Even more. So whatever. In spite of all of it, I don't care what besets me in my life. God is in control. And God gonna get you through it. Just like he's gotten you through every other thing he's gotten you've been in. And I've been in some stuff. But boy, God been good to me, man. And that's what I'm appreciative of. And I'm gonna ride with that. That's my testimony today. God been good to me through it all. You know, I don't care how it look, what it seemed like, what it may appear to be. When it passed, We're going to be shining like two brand new pennies. Yeah.
Amen.
Thank I remember you, I used though. To put pennies in my loafers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were
a
loafer.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I had loafers. Let me introduce everybody. Then I'm going to tell this story. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica Jr.,
yeah.
And the Steve Harvey Morning Show. When I sold life insurance, I wore loafers.
Another job.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I had a lot of
You just broke into that?
Yes, you did.
I sold life insurance. Just go.
Yeah. I sold life insurance. It wasn't really what I was a good salesman. I did my follow through wasn't good. I didn't.
What
you know,
mean?
Once you bought
mean?
The policy, because I wanted the commission.
Right. So you got the policy.
Now, services it. Servicing it.
Ooh,
you call me
the policy loafers.
I mean, you know, you call me with a claim or something like that. What did you
mean, James? That just saw.
You sold me the policy, sir.
Okay, damn. Because every time they call you, it was a problem, you know. But we sold fire insurance, you know, renter's insurance, you know, whole life insurance, but it was a debit company, so it wasn't high level stuff. And I used to wear penny loafers.
Okay, back to the penny loafers.
Sears came out with a suit, a khaki suit. I don't know if anybody remembers this. That came with a bag. And whenever you had to clean the suit, you put the suit in the bag and you put the whole bag in the washing machine.
Okay.
No.
It was a khaki suit.
Nobody remember that. No. I ain't never heard that.
That's okay. What? It's interesting. Go ahead.
Junior, you probably wasn't born yet. So, whatever. I give a damn.
Back to the suit.
It was either Sears or JCPenney's. One of them had a suit. A khaki suit. You could only get it in khaki. It ain't come no other color. And when it got dirty, you put it in this red bag, and you threw the whole bag in the washing machine. A suit.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. You don't sell that no more.
What happened with that in the penny loafers? What happened?
Huh? What'd you say, Carl?
What happened with that in the penny loafers? What?
That's where my life was. I wore penny loafers with a penny in it. And I wore a khaki suit from Sears that you can wash in a bag. I highly don't recommend washing a suit in a bag.
A red
Blue
bag.
Cheese. All right. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that prank back with Junior in for the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to run that prank back with Junior in for the nephew. What you got for us, Junior?
When y'all tell me that he don't work here no more, I feel better because he ain't been here. So here it is. Run that prank back. Your baby got my baby name, but I know Tommy Fire. Y'all ain't going to tell me yet.
He is not. He's on vacay.
2 weeks he ain't been here. The hate on the vacation time is real.
I am thinking about it, dude.
Come on, Cat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Patricia.
Speaking. Who is this?
How you doing? Listen, my name is Floyd. Floyd. I wanted to give you a call. Your daughter, she attends middle school, right?
I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Floyd.
Uh-huh. Okay, what can I do for you?
Well, like I said, your daughter, she do go to middle school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now her name is Derica.
Why you need to know that?
Okay. Well,
is something wrong or something?
No, nothing wrong. I mean, I don't mean to alarm you or nothing like that, but
okay,
let me see.
So what you calling me for?
Well, here's the situation. My daughter actually goes to middle school along with your daughter.
Okay.
And it's a bit of a problem that has arisen that me and my wife just found out about.
Okay. What, they having some issues, Derek and your baby, in some kind of, like, trouble or something?
No, nothing like that.
But my baby don't fool with nobody at that school. She don't mess with nobody. She on the honor roll and everything. I don't have no problems out of Derica.
Right.
Like,
right.
None.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to figure out why you're calling me.
Let me tell you, Miss Patricia, what the problem is. See, my daughter's name is Derica.
Okay.
So, and it just blew me and my wife away that it was another Derica that went to school.
Okay. All right. I don't know too many Dericas. That's a unique name. That's cute. Okay.
Right. Well, here's the problem. Me and my wife actually, you know, when it was time to name our child, we thought we was really picking a name that nobody would ever pick out for their daughter. And to have another Derica in the school, that blew us away. And I guess the real reason why I'm trying to call you, Miss Patricia, see if there's something maybe we can work out. You know, maybe like your Derricka, does she have a middle name or a nickname she can be called by, in opposed to both of them being Derricka? You
wait,
know, because we really wanted our child to be the only one with this name.
Okay, wait the f*** up. Now you calling me and you asking me to change my baby's name?
Well, I mean, you ain't really got to legally change. I mean, but just start calling her something else, you know?
No, wait a minute. So what, you the naming police or something? Do you know how many Ann's and Lewis's and Patricia's out there? What if I ask every in the United States to change their name from Patricia? You know how crazy that is?
And I understand that.
You must be on drugs.
No, what I'm trying to say is, you know, this is something that we really have for our baby girl, was this name, and we didn't want nobody else to have this. So does your Derricka have a middle name she can use?
No. We're going to call her Derricka like we've been calling her. You name your baby Dee Dee. Let's call your baby Dee Dee then. You change y'all change y'all baby name at the school.
I'm not calling my baby
Dee
Dee.
I don't give a what you call it, but I'm not changing my baby name.
Hey, listen. Okay, look. I'm trying to call you and handle this like adults, you know, but you seem to see you're going to push my button and take me to another level.
Obviously, you ain't calling me trying to handle no shit. Just asking me to change my baby name. Call my baby something else at the school because y'all want y'all baby name to be Derricka and the only Derricka in the school. Hey, you know how many other kids at the damn school got the same name?
I understand that, but for my baby girl, it ain't supposed to be like that.
Huh? Well, I'm sorry for your baby girl and your wife, but, you know, I'm not changing my baby damn name. Y'all call y'all baby D.
Now, what I'm trying to do is get it rectified that we can call.
So, how in the you get my phone number? I know that school ain't gave you my number.
I got your number. Don't worry about how I got it. The problem is, that what we're talking about right now is what can we start calling your child?
I don't give a I know that school ain't called you and gave you my damn number.
Listen, ma'am, all I'm trying to do is figure out what can we start calling your daughter.
Derricka, like she been being called. You and your wife, y'all need to go down to the vital statistics office and get y'all baby name. I conjure up some other kind of name for her. But my baby gonna keep the same damn name.
Let me explain something to you. See, I've been trying to be calm with you.
You done lost your...
If you don't find something else to call her, I'm gonna get all the other kids.
You my damn number. How you get my number?
Don't worry about how I got the number. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. If you don't find another name, I'm gonna start getting the kids to call your daughter something else.
You get them to call my baby something else. I promise you, I'm whipping everybody's who called my baby something else.
You're gonna have to change your baby name. I want my baby name to be Derricka.
Joe, come up in here. This is.
Excuse me? My princess is supposed to be the only one named Derricka.
How did you call your baby something else at the school?
I'm going to have these kids starting tomorrow at school calling your daughter something else.
I'm not staying on this phone with you like this, number. Hang up off my phone and don't call my
daughter. Let me tell you something. I got one more thing I need to say to you. You listen to me?
What?
Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you. What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get her. Wait, that's better. Oh, y'all my favorite one. Yo, come here. They didn't prank me on this phone. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's so bad.
You all right, baby?
I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm going to get her.
Your girlfriend.
I'm gonna
got
her.
You, baby.
I am so sorry. Oh, but you got my nerves bad this morning. Lord have mercy. Lord, I gotta catch my breath.
I got one more thing I gotta ask you, darling. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Steve Harvey Morning Show. I listen to y'all every morning. Y'all go crazy. Y'all crazy. Lord have mercy. Y'all got my blood pressure up this morning. I love y'all. I listen to y'all show every morning.
Here you go, Shirley. Your baby got my baby name. I'm telling you, I'm going to take a name on this show. Nephew.
Nephew Junior.
Yeah, Nephew Junior. Nephew Tommy gone. He been fine. I know it. But let me ask you something. Will you let me have 15 days in a row? Can I just take 15?
No.
See? Right there. I knew it.
You used up all your days with crisis.
That was sick days.
Thank you, Junior. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Tamar Braxton reportedly wants to leave Atlanta after a car robbery. Megan Thee Stallion says she's starting a new chapter in her life, and Lil' Kim says she did not approve of the Ebony magazine cover. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to ask the CLO. This is from Bryn in St. Paul. Bryn writes, my son's first grade teacher can't stand me, so I asked that he be moved out of her class. I had problems with her when my older son was in her class. She shouldn't be allowed to teach black kids at all. How do I get the principal to hear me out?
So you want to play the race card. Oh. Mm-hmm. She shouldn't be allowed to teach black kids at all. Mm. Well, I deal with that quite differently, so we can't get into what I do. Because when Winton was a little boy, that we had a problem at the school that I thought was race. And it was. It was. Okay. It was a little white boy that used to bully Winton. And he would step on his hand. He was a bigger boy. And he would step on his hand, and Winton come home and show me his hand. That this boy, he step on my hand when I be on playground. So, you know, I was trying to teach my son to, you know, whoop his ass. But I couldn't quite get that across to him because my kids didn't go to school where you had to whoop ass. I did. And so I had to go up to the school. And I explained to the teacher what I thought the problem was. And then I asked for a meeting with the administration, which was the principal, and I had the boy's father come up to the school. And then that's when I introduced him to what racism looks like. And I don't know if you're going to want to do that, because I wore a white t-shirt up to the school with a big N on the front of it. And then we started the meeting like that. Yes. This is a true story.
You became
and then when I was in there, then we, so you're not going to do that. So now let's get back to what you should do.
Brandon this is not a teacher, though. This is not another student. So
what? I know. Well, that's the only racism story I had.
So you can't help, Bryn? Is that what you're saying?
No, all my other racism, I was in college, and I handled it with violence. So I don't have it. I ain't never had a teacher. All the teachers didn't like me because I was black. I wasn't doing good in school nowhere. My F's was earned. So I can't really blame that on racism. I turn in bad ass work.
All right, CLO.
What I'm saying
is,
all you should do is you should demand a meeting with the superintendent and the principal of school and start building a file.
Okay.
And if it's right and justified, then you have a case. And maybe they could reprimand and she'll start walking a little bit more light. But your little baby ain't finna stop being black. Welcome to America.
Mm. All right, moving on. Thank you. Moving on to Aaliyah in Indianapolis. Aaliyah, what are you singing? Aaliyah writes, I've been with my fiance for 5 years, and he told me that he possibly has a 2-year-old daughter. I have a 3-year-old with him, and I plan to marry him and continue loving him. How do I convince him to take the DNA test so we can move past this?
Well, it ain't, look, if he's telling you he think he got a daughter, it's probably because he got one. Mm. Now, how do I convince him to do a DNA? Well, you know, child support is if it ain't hit, it's coming. So, I mean, you know, now you done already said you're going to stay with him and you can love him. Y'all need to just go head on. You're not finna break up with him. He being honest and bought this to you. So all you got to convince him to do a DNA test. He have to, but first he was testing the waters. I think I might have a 2-year-old daughter. He trying to see how that's going to lay out there first. Then if you cool with it, he'll take the DNA. But you seem like you've already made that necessary adjustment. Good luck to both of you. Life ain't perfect. You know, go head on.
And he told the truth.
Well, you know, and you can in some cases.
Yeah, because he was cheating and he knew that it would come out eventually. Yes.
Well, that ain't why he did it. The baby ain't finna come out eventually. The baby here.
Right.
See, you got, I don't do the eventually. Mm-hmm. No. You got the problem got to be here.
Right. Before we confess to.
Yeah.
You gotta catch us.
Yeah. No. See, the baby here.
Right.
That's why he figure you might get busted. Yeah. The bust is here.
I think I all got right, a moving, T.O.
Moving on to Wilma in Huntsville. Wilma says, I was going through my man's phone and I saw texts between him and his mom. He told her about our last argument and he asked her for advice on dealing with my attitude. Should I be mad or let it go and be grateful that he even cares?
That's text between him and her mother, not his mother. Her mother.
Oh.
Wilma.
Text so he done went to your mama.
He's between him and my mother.
Yeah, him and his mother. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Oh,
you see what
I'm
saying? Mm-hmm.
It was a text between him and the girl's mama.
Yes.
And he was asking her for advice on how to handle it. What you mad at him for? Damn, he went to your mama. Mm-hmm. He didn't even go to his mama. He went to your mama, the one that made you. Who would better know what's wrong with you than the one who gave you birth and life? So now he done went to her going, hey, apple don't fall far from a tree, so let me ask you something. This crazy heifer here. This is what she
did.
Didn't
say that to her mother.
This is what she did. How do I handle this right here? Because he trying to problem solve. Because figuring women out is an impossible task.
He'll never be able to do that. Yeah.
So he just trying to find some help. Because, brother, and listen to me. You will never, ever have a more difficult task in your life than to try to figure one of them out.
And that's why she's asking, should she be mad or let it go and just be grateful that he even cares enough to call her mom?
She cares. All of them crazy, though. All of them. Okay. Every last one of them.
So are y'all.
Yeah.
Her name Wilma already. So what age is we looking at? And how old is her mom?
Well, Wilma, let me explain some people. Sometimes Wilma, they just get it stuck in there, you know, because they want to honor their grandmama and all that.
Great grandmama?
Go back.
She texted her mama, so her mama ain't all that old.
Yeah.
Her mama was probably Wilma. Mama could have been a mama, you know, 16, something like that. You don't know. She probably grandmama at 38. So, you know, you just had to work through that. Sometimes that Wilma get passed on to pay tribute to grandmamas and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, it was a girl text us one time. Her name was Ernestine. She was 25.
Damn.
You know, this is some carryover right here.
They ain't had to
Ernestine,
do that to the baby.
They reached back a couple of generations.
Lord have mercy. I'm going to name you after your great-grandmama.
And she's 25.
Yeah, you sitting up in the job application. They come out to get you out the room. Is Kizzy Maynard here? Kizzy Maynard. I'll be there.
Thank you, CLO. We got to go. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, according to Hollywood Unlocked, Tamar Braxton recently posted on an Instagram some footage of her car being broken into at her luxury Atlanta apartment building parking garage. And now Tamar is ready to move out of Atlanta altogether. Tamar wrote, quote, "I hate it here. OMG. I mean, everyone is a target. You just don't know. Tamar feels like she's being watched, but as a public figure, she stands out even more. It might be difficult for Tamar to relocate because she works for Dish Nation, which tapes in Atlanta. And if you recall back in 2021, she was robbed in Calabasas, I think. So.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's in LA.
Crime is everywhere.
That's outside of LA.
It is everywhere.
Crime is everywhere, Tamar.
You know, it's no running from that. We're in a fallen world. You got robbed in Calabasas. You got robbed in Texas. First of all, you know, when you do some precautionary stuff, y'all know
you can't
leave no whole lot of stuff in your car overnight.
Yeah.
You can't leave no Christmas boxes on the front doorstep. You got to get you a doorbell camera like everybody else. It's things you have to do.
Right,
you can't leave packages in your car. I mean, some of the stuff, and I'm not blaming Tamar. She got victimized.
Oh, yeah.
And the looking at the tape, these low-life-ass people, you can't have nothing no more without some butthole coming along that's too trifling to take their ass to work. Now, they won't take what you got.
I mean, and on that video footage, they just taking their time.
Going through
her stuff. It's terrible. But, you know, you can't leave stuff in your car. You can't even leave a backpack in your car.
No,
they even tell you that. Don't leave nothing.
Nothing.
But Tamar's a really cool person, man. Mm-hmm. What Tamar should do is just settle down, refocus. You can't keep moving and running. And you can't allow people to upset your life. With every little blow of the wind, you left Calabasas, you moved to Atlanta. You go what? Hey, listen to me. Probably your largest expense in your life will be your home purchase.
Yeah.
You know, nobody.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And it's a worthwhile investment because you spend more time home than you do anywhere. Mm-hmm. Your off days is home. When you sleep at home. And it's the place you go to recuperate, rejuvenate. Mm-hmm. You've got to put yourself in the safest environment that you can.
Yeah.
But we all know crime got car keys. Mm-hmm. Even if you move out, way out, criminals have car keys. They drive now. So they can find you. But try to limit your exposure.
Yeah.
Get yourself
possible.
In a secure garage.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a high-profile person. And if you're a single woman, you've got to protect yourself with as many measures as you can afford to do. Mm-hmm. And your safety and well-being and peace of mind is worth a little extra money.
Yeah.
Okay. Because peace of mind, man, is priceless.
Well, can a criminal find Steve Harvey right now? Can a criminal find you?
Yeah. I'm not, look, man, I don't live in
immune
a bubble.
Yeah,
I don't live behind no castle walls. I ain't got no moat around my house.
You still have to live.
I do want a moat, though. I want to dig a moat.
Anyway, you go.
Alligators.
Now that you mentioned it.
And,
all right.
And fill it. Tear your ass in half. You be in there splashing.
All right. Moving on to Meg Thee Stallion did a recent interview on Entertainment Tonight. She addressed the Justin Timberlake issue at the VMAs. Plus, Megan said she's staying off social media, and she says she loves herself. Take a listen.
It took me a while to... I always like to think of myself as a confident person.
Yeah.
I always liked to thought that I didn't care about much. I thought I was nonchalant. But it took me to go through things where so many people were talking about me constantly to where I had to realize, okay, maybe you're not as nonchalant and carefree as you thought you was.
Yeah.
So I had to take a step back, reevaluate myself.
Yeah.
I had to get in a comfortable position with myself, and now I genuinely can say I'm in love with Megan.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm. All right. She said she stayed off social media in that interview too. That's good. Good for her. She went through a lot.
And finally, in entertainment news, Ebony Magazine released multiple covers for their hip-hop 50th anniversary issue. Lil' Kim, Busta Rhymes, Swiss Beatz, Rick Ross, and 50 Cent were all featured. However, Kim and some of her fans aren't feeling her cover. One person wrote, whoever did the editing needs to be fired. Okay, Lil' Kim's cover shot appears to have a lot of airbrushing. The photography director, Keith Major, has responded to the backlash and said Lil' Kim wanted to be in. She wanted to be in charge of her own retouching for her Ebony Magazine cover.
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing that.
Yeah, because you'll be on a lot of magazine covers. What are you gonna say?
I'm gonna get on that. I gotta start doing some retouch. I'm gonna airbrush. What is airbrush? When they,
I don't know. You know, they brush out your flaws, all of that stuff. You have perfect skin.
That's a lot of brushing. That's a lot of damn brushing. You know, I'm gonna next picture I take. I ain't gonna have no expression on my face. I'm gonna take all the creases out. I'm gonna be sitting up in here talking about, is Steve got Botox? What is Steve doing? I'm finna, hey man, let me tell y'all something. I'm finna figure this game out right here.
Yeah.
I'm finna give me some pretty ass pictures. People gonna be looking at me talking about, is that your mama?
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll talk about National First Love Day right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, earlier this week, it was National First Love Day. We all encounter love with someone we admire, and this is the day to look back on the first time we ever did. So, Steve, do you remember who your first love was? I know you do, because you never forget anything. Do you remember?
Patricia Turner.
I knew it. You remembered.
Good Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Well, how old were you?
I'm talking about real love, where I thought I could love a woman and do something about it.
Uh-huh. Okay, so this Patricia Turner. She was
Patricia Turner. I wanted to take her to the prom, but she was dating an older guy, and he took her to the prom. He wasn't even in high school. I didn't know what this was about. I got beat out by an adult. I just was just like floored when she came to the prom and I saw him. It was no way I could put this grown man ass right here. It was just too much. I was still a boy.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't nothing. Well, I had a job, but I was making enough money for me.
Right.
So it kind of, that was my heartbreak. But then after the prom was over, the next day at the senior picnic was at Cedar Point Amusement Park.
Mm-hmm.
The girl I took went to my church. Biggest mistake I've ever made in my life.
Why?
I took a church girl to the prom and the after prom. She was asleep at the after prom table.
Was it boring or it just wasn't what she did?
She just went to sleep. I'm out there dancing with everybody else. Lord, I was dancing my ass off. I had these brand new Flag Brother shoes. Everybody
else. Flag Brother shoes.
Hey man, y'all had to see my outfit. I don't know what the hell y'all talking about. I had to see my outfit. So I'm out here dancing. I'm doing all the damn four corners, playing. I'm all of it. Muscle. I'm working it, you know. Four corners. Hollywood Swingers was out.
You had a big
Jungle
pro.
Boogie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So then the next morning we all went to the senior picnic. I took her to that. She was asleep in the car. So we go to the senior picnic. We get on the ride and we're on the train going around. I look and I see Patricia Turner standing by herself looking at the fence, and she waved at me when my train was going by.
Oh.
I jumped off the train, climbed an 8-foot fence. Because when I waved at her, she said, have fun, Broderick.
Oh, what? Jumped off the plane.
Because the old ass dude told me, I ain't going no damn amusement park. I'm silly like that. I'm
so
at
she
the
liked
park.
You too.
I climbed an 8-foot fence and spent the whole day with Patricia Turner. Next time I saw that dry ass date of mine, she was standing at the car in the parking lot. 11 o'clock at night. One of the greatest moments of my life.
Happy National First Love Day. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour. We'll check your voicemail, Steve, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check your voicemail, Steve. If you want to leave a message for Steve, call him, 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE. You might just hear your call on the air. Here we go. This one's from Nick. Nick is out of Kentucky. He left a message about college football.
Hey, Uncle Steve, this is Nick from Kentucky. I heard you talking about Coach Prime and the impact he's made on college football, not just HBCUs, but the college football scheme in the whole in totality. Well, I was walking home. Me and my girl was walking, leaving the UK football game at halftime, and I was overheard two young people talking about go Colorado, go Colorado. And here, it's University of Kentucky. I'm walking home from that football game, and I look over my shoulder and happen to be two young brothers talking about go Colorado. Here at the University of Kentucky. That's not the only impact. That's just a great impulse that these young boys are having to follow something that's great. I love Coach Prime. I love what you do as well. So you keep on doing it, brother. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, brother.
Voice.
Yeah, it was very important. He's a sports fan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The impact that Prime is having right now on football, it's amazing. First of all, he's a coach that who really can coach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
he cares.
He cares. A personality.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Most coaches are not personality. You ever listen to Nick Saban talk?
Yeah.
Okay. Do he know football? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Nick Saban know football. And I like him as a person. It just dries. It might put some paint on the wall and watch it. You know? And I think that's what, and he's shocking so many people with his success. He's gonna change the face of football. I am telling you right now,
Coach,
the opportunities that will be in front of black people will be at a rate you've never seen before.
All right, moving on to a fishing guy in Oklahoma, Steve.
Uh-oh.
Good morning. I know Steve doesn't hear these, but if you would, I'm in Oklahoma, and I'm a fishing guide. He will be in Oklahoma at the Choctaw Casino, which is 30 minutes away from the lake. I know he loves to fish. I would love to take Steve fishing and some of his people. No charge. Bill Miller, Texoma Striper Guide, is on my Facebook. Please see that he gets this, because I know that he would love to catch some of these striped bass. This is the best lake in the United States to catch these bass in. So thank you very much. Please see that he gets this. Thank you.
Damn, man. What? Boy, you got what? Bill Miller?
Yeah.
Fishing guy stripers? Mm-hmm. I've only been striper fishing once. You know.
He said it's the best in the country.
Stripers are bass. Not as large a mouth as a large mouth. They look different. They fight they fight like pit bulls. And they big.
You catch them when you catch them.
Oh, they don't voluntarily come to the boat. No fish there.
Oh, they don't want to be caught. Without a fight.
Now, them stripers is in your ass, dog.
They don't come out the water.
Hey, man, I wish I had time. I'm thinking about that because I got another buddy up there, man, that talked to me. I love fishing, man. I don't know everything there is to know about fishing. I fish with older guys sometimes, and they teach me stuff. You know, I'm still learning about a lot of stuff, but I love fishing. Somebody asked me one day, would you rather play golf or fish? I said, I'd rather fish. They were,
really?
You'd rather play fishing? Yeah. Hell, I know how to fish.
Playing golf is the problem.
Hell, I throw that lure where I want it to go, and it go there.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
You know, I know how to fish. Okay. So, you know.
So you consider you? Would you go out there this weekend?
I would, man, depending if I had enough time. But see, by the time I get to Oklahoma, that's the second date.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's the day after California. I don't know what time I can get there, and then I can't be out there fishing. I got to work that night. You know.
Okay.
I think you should. I wish you could.
What about the next day? You just stay over and go fishing with you.
Well, see, I can't tell you what I'm going to do then, but me and my wife, I got a plan.
Okay, you know. All right.
Oh, you still married? Yeah, yeah. You still married.
Nobody said.
Surprise.
All right, coming up next, we'll have the prank phone call for today from the nephew, but Junior's in for the nephew today, so we'll hear from Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is scratchy and stubbly, but I love him. We'll get into that and find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now, Junior is in for the nephew with today's prank phone call. Junior, what you got?
I'll tell you what I got. I got 97 days of pranks is what I've been doing, because he ain't been here. And I'm telling y'all, I know. And this prank phone call is appropriate, because I think with this, what the hell did happen? Because I know it. You can't tell me nothing different. I ain't crazy. I work plenty of jobs. And I know if you ain't here for 99 days, there's a possibility this is what happened. The prank today is your new boss, because damn it, Tommy got one. We don't know his name. He got a new boss some damn way.
You're sure of it?
If I have to tell the public one more time another prank and he ain't here and y'all don't tell me nothing, I know he has another job. There's no other way. Who paying all Tommy bills right now? How the hell your bills getting paid? He working somewhere.
Tommy. Uh-huh. Junior, Tommy making money. Tommy got a TV show. Tommy do stand-up. Tommy got a radio show. Tommy got money, man.
So do you, but look where you at.
Case closed.
Ta-da! Ta-da!
Oh,
Thank you.
You're not talking about... Oh, you're talking about responsible. You're talking about discipline.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, see, you're talking about where he worked. But you're talking about me. You're talking about discipline. Responsible.
Uh-huh. Does not... So now he's irresponsible because he's on vacation.
As hell.
As what?
What? So are you irresponsible, hell. Steve, when you go on vacation? Because you be gone. So
I be gone as hell. I don't care. Call me what you want to call me when I'm on my damn vacation.
But I'm out.
What you call me irresponsible, you can call me undisciplined, but what I do want you to call me is off.
Come on, everybody. Let's go, Cat. Your new boss, prank phone call for the day.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Jason, please.
Yes, it's me. How can I help you?
Hey, Jason, this is Lyle. I'm giving you a call out of Human Resources.
Right.
How you doing? You're the foreman, the project guy out there?
Yes, I am. I'm the project manager here. How can I help you?
Listen, you've been training an individual out there, I think, for the last month or so. Have you been training a...
Yes, a great guy. Doing great work. Doing good.
Okay. How's he? Is he coming along pretty good with everything?
Oh, man, he picking up real good, man. He learning the trade. I mean, he picking up just like I would love for him to pick up.
Okay.
Excellent young worker.
And he's got how many more weeks of training out there?
I would say probably about another week or two before we let him, you know, put him on his own.
Okay. You think he'll handle it efficiently?
Oh, yes. I think he'll be a great, great employee.
Okay. You've been with the company how long?
Going on about 17 years.
Yeah, my records are telling me somewhere around 16 plus, right?
Right.
Okay.
Almost 17.
Okay, you've been with us quite a while, and first of all, I'll let you know we're grateful of the work that you're putting in.
Well, man, I appreciate it. My man, hey, man, I appreciate the help to come to the man, and, you know, being here these many years, man, he let you know, man, I love my company.
Exactly. Listen, we got a few adjustments we're going to be making out there in the plant. Here's what we're going to do. Now, you say going to be done in about a week or two?
Yeah, about a week or two.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do on that particular day that he gets released, and you definitely know he's ready for everything. I'm going to want you to give him your key card as well as the key to your office.
The what, man?
I'm going to want you to give him your key card that gets you actually onto the property, and you have your own parking space too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, we're going to need you to give him your key card and your office key, and we'll find you another place to park. He's actually probably going to be parking in your space.
Hold it. What you mean? You telling me to give him my key parking?
Right.
My parking space.
My key to the office. You have your parking space, but your key card to get you onto the property, the little,
right.
little electrical card there.
Right.
That as well as your office. He's going to actually be taking over as project manager.
No, sir. I'm not giving up nothing.
Sir,
nobody could take over no project manager.
First of all, sir, let's do this. Let's tone the language down, okay? We're going to find a place for you. But for the time being, we're going to put you back into plan until we find something for you.
You ain't going to find no place for me. My place is where I'm at right now. I'm not moving from nowhere. That's all.
Okay.
I'm not, you ain't going to find me nothing.
Okay.
Nobody fit to find me anything. I got 17 years up in here. Ain't nobody fit to find me not a place to move. You got to understand that part there. I got 17 years up in here. Done trained a young guy, and this guy got a couple months, and you're talking about y'all want to do what to me? Move me?
Jason, this is a temporary move. We're going to find something better for you.
No, you ain't this, no
this,
better.
This
the project, man. Ain't nobody fit to move. Got that understanding?
This has come from the head,
Tell me who the head is. I know the head people.
This decision actually has come from the vice president.
No, they ain't told me none of that. It come to me first.
I'll tell you what, Jason, this is something I'm supposed to probably not tell you, but let me let you in on a little something.
Yeah, let me in on something, because this is going to be some bull him, because I shut the whole place up out here. And I mean that.
Let me explain something to you, Jason. This young guy that you've been training, he's actually the nephew of the vice president.
I don't give a about no nephew or no vice president, man. Do you think I care about some president? Tell the president I said what I said. Him and the nephew. Who cares about the nephew? They ain't never told me none of this.
Okay, well, can I expect you to give your key over to him?
No, hell no. I ain't giving nobody nothing. Tell him to get the law to come get it. Ain't nobody getting nothing. I ain't leaving. How that sound?
Sir, all I can ask you for is I need your key card and I need the key to your office. I need you to empty out your things so we can move Victor in there and I'll find you a place. This is just a temporary slap right now.
No, you, them, all ain't nobody getting a thing, okay? I done been here. I tell you what I go do. I go out there and I pimp slap this little son of a, okay? And then I find out who his boss is or whoever the nephew supposed to be and kick his. Because I ain't giving up nothing. And this I'm talking about y'all with the wrong one, okay? With the wrong one at this time. Because this ain't nobody taking nothing from
me. You're talking about beating the vice president's nephew. You're losing control here, Jason.
No, I ain't losing nothing. I'm on thing control I'm going to lose is when I kick his. How that sound? And I'm going to kick the ball. The CEO, all of them, how that sound? Did that make sound clear to you?
No, it makes no sense. We're trying to just give you some place to be temporarily until I find you another slot.
It ain't no other slot. My slot is my slot. I'm going to kick his rat. Not how that sound to you.
Sir, all I'm asking is I need your key card and I need the key to the office. Get all your things out so I can get Victor moved in within the next week.
Ain't no keys, okay? All of them, I don't give a how that sound. I don't care nothing about them, okay? See, you're going to make me somebody out here today, okay? I'm tired of this, and this ain't going to happen to me.
I'm going to get security to come over and walk you out, okay?
No, ain't no security to walk me no way. How that sound? I came here ain't by myself. Ain't nobody to walk me up out of here.
Are you having problems moving out for the nephew?
The nephew, okay? The nephew is not going to come in here and take. How that sound?
Okay, there's another nephew that you need to be aware of. Do you know who the other nephew is?
Hell no, I ain't never seen no other nephew. I ain't know that was a nephew.
Let me tell you who the other one is.
Who the other one is?
The other one is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Jason, you just got pranked.
Y'all lying with me, man? Come on, man. Don't play with me, man.
Jason.
Y'all lying, right?
Hey, Jason, listen, man.
Man, this ain't no Tommy, man. Y'all need to put that man. Man, y'all don't know how long the brother. Man, I worked my way up. Man, hey, man, I ain't mean no disrespect to y'all, but, hey, man, y'all got me good, man.
I got you, man. I got one thing to ask you, man. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
That Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
I'm gonna tell you what.
Yeah, sure. There you go. Call there it is. Your new boss with Tommy Haz. I'm telling you. I know it. New boss. His boss.
Yes, on vacation.
This is not vacation, Carl. We all here.
Go. We have the time. Take it.
Junior, why don't you take advantage of the situation?
I need all my time for crisis. I can't.
You don't have to use your
soon as I start hurting, I got to take off. Soon as I got to take off.
But, Junior, you don't have to use your vacation days.
All right.
Ooh,
we're never going to solve this.
You know, coming up next. Vacation, you got the same amount of time I got off you to include them crisis.
Coming up next, it is today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is scratchy and stubbly, but I love him. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7
U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours. Mm-hmm.
It could be yours. It really could. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my good friend Junior. Subject, scratchy and stubbly, but I love him. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 42 years old and I've rekindled an old flame with a man from my past. I ran into him at the grocery store and he was wearing a skull cap and hoodie because it was a cold and rainy day. I was so excited to see him that I didn't focus in on his ungroomed facial hair. He asked me to meet him at a juice bar so we would catch up. We could catch up. And that's when I realized how much he has changed over the years. He showed up with the same skull cap on and I asked to see his hair. It was a big bush of naps and he hadn't combed in a while. He told me he washes it daily and lets it do whatever it wants to do after that. He is very handsome, but he needs a haircut and he needs to shave the patches of hair on his face. I cannot even call it a beard. It's scratchy and stubbly, and if he kisses me, it's painful. So I'm sure you're going to wonder why I continue to go out with this man that doesn't groom himself. It's been almost a year since we reconnected, and it was a long winter last year. I was tired of being alone and cooking for just me. So I started seeing him regularly to pass the time, and I've fallen back in love with him, despite the prickly, itchy sex. I asked him if he'd consider cutting down his hair, his back hair, his leg hair, and his underarm hair a little bit, and he said it's not the manly thing to do. He sees how his body hair leaves fine scratches all over my body, but he still won't groom himself. He's a clean man and he smells wonderful, but I'm sick of the scratchy, stubbly sex. Since he won't compromise, is it a sign that he doesn't care about me? Is this just a fling to him? Well, I just say forget about what it is to him, because this is about you. You're dating and sleeping with a man whose body hair leaves scratches all over you. Why? I mean, this has to be painful. It has to be uncomfortable for you. Does he care about you, you asked? Well, he must not care about your feelings or he would shave. Prickly, itchy, stubbly sex is not good sex. Period. You don't have to do this. You don't have to be with him. Have you thought of stopping the intimacy until he shaves and grooms himself? Otherwise, you're just taking whatever he gives you and not getting what you want. You want a clean, well-shaven, well-groomed man. And that's not too much to ask. You say he won't compromise, and yet you're compromising way too much. And what does he mean it's not manly? It's very manly to shave and groom yourself, very much so. And most clean men do. You know, they may not do it all the time, every day, but they certainly groom themselves and shave. You're only staying with him because you don't want to be alone. And I'm sorry, that's just not a good enough reason. You can do better. Steve?
Well,
So this is the first letter in all the years of doing the strawberry letter where a woman is dating a superhero.
Superhero?
The fact that you're dating Wolverine is really is fascinating to me. And you're saying all the right things and wrong things at the same time. And that I don't understand. So let this be a lesson to all women who are compromised. But you have to understand what a compromise is. A compromise means you give a little, they give a little. You all meet in the middle, and that is the compromise. That's how it's done. You give, he give. You doing all the giving. And the giving he doing is only enough to benefit him. You rekindle a relationship with a guy you used to date. You're 42, you say in the letter you've been a long winter, you're tired of cooking for yourself and tired of being alone. That ain't no reason to just take anybody and anything. Come on now. Tired of being, I get it, but come on. You got to think more of yourself. Met him at the grocery store, he had on a skull cap and a hoodie because it was cold and rainy. Excited to see him, you didn't focus on his ungroomed facial hair. You ain't see that. If I'm where you and I'm 42 and I run up into a woman I ain't seen in a while, I promise you I would notice her facial hair. I give you my damn word on that. Ain't no way in hell.
Shave it.
I'm gonna not notice this. He asked me to meet him at a juice bar so we could catch up. And then that's when you realize how much he's changed over the years. He showed up with the same skull cap on. I asked to see his hair. It was a big bush of naps that he ain't combed in a while. He told me he washed it daily and let it do whatever it want to do. Next line. He is very handsome. What? What? Did I just read the same sentence? You said he had a bush, big bush of naps that he ain't combed in a while. He ain't combed his hair in a while. He told you he washed it daily and he let it do whatever he want to do after that. Now, is he wearing the hairstyle or the hairstyle wearing him?
Hang on. We'll find out. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, stubbly and scratchy, but I love him. We'll get back into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is scratchy and stubbly, but I love him.
Lady ran up into an old flame one day, had a hoodie on and skull cap. She was so excited to see him. She didn't notice the ungroomed facial hair. I said earlier, and I will repeat, if I'm 42 and I run up into a woman and I ain't seen in a while and I see her in the grocery store, I can assure you, I will notice and pay attention to her ungroomed facial hair. I'm going to notice. I'm going to notice right here. If you're a woman and you got some damn facial hair, I'm finna know that. I'm finna know that. I'm going to have to take note. Now, I don't know what didn't happen, but and then he asked me to meet him at the juice bar so we could catch up. At that point, if I see a woman and I'm 42 and she got facial hair and I ain't seen her in a while, she down at the juice bar by her damn self. We ain't got to go down here and catch up on nothing. I done caught up. I seen what I ain't gonna hurt your feelings and say, no, I ain't gonna meet you. But I ain't coming to the juice bar. You ain't seen me in a while, you ain't got my number.
Right.
It's called ghosting. All right, so she get down there, she ain't seen who I got the same skull cap on. You asked to see his hair. It was a big bush of naps, and he ain't combed it in a while. He told me he washes it every day and let it do what it do after that. Next line, he is very handsome.
Damn.
You hate that line.
I see what she, I told you, she making a lot of statements I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Ran up into a guy you ain't seen in a while, you didn't notice his ungroomed facial hair. I run up into a woman I ain't seen in a while, I'm going to notice any facial hair. I don't give a damn what. If there's one curl coming off your chin, I'm going to pick up on that. I'm going to notice that, and I'm going to make mental note of it. Now, you done dated this man that don't comb his hair, don't let it do nothing. It's looking nappy to you. It looks unpaved. And then right after that, you say, and he's very handsome. How you know? He might be, but how do you know? But he needs a haircut and he needs to shave the patches of hair on his face. I can't even call it a beard. It's scratchy and stubbly. If he kisses me, it's painful. So I'm sure you're going to wonder why I continue to go out with this man that doesn't groom himself. Everybody wondered that. Everybody listening to the Strawberry Letter, what are you doing? You're going out with a man that doesn't groom himself. What? Now it go crazy. Ew. It's been a year since we reconnected, and it was a long winter last year. I was tired of being alone and cooking just for me. So I took Wolverine in. He was out in the cold, living in a cave, and I decided, come on, Wolverine, you ain't got to live in the cave no more. Come on over here and stay with me. So I started seeing him regularly to pass the time, and I've fallen back in love with him. Yes, I'm in love with a superhero. I'm in love with him despite the prickly, itchy sex. Most animals have hairy, prickly, wild sex. I saw a video of two koala bears having sex. They were tearing the skin off each other's back. Yeah, I guess, you know, if I'm a wild-ass animal and that's what it is, that's what it is. I've seen a lion climb up on a lioness and have sex and bite it on the back of her neck. I've seen that on TV before. That ain't what I want. Marv Albert was doing it to women, though. He was biting women while he was having sex. Just me and have little lion-ass moments and stuff like that. I'm just not into all that right there.
Steve Harvey.
I'm just going, hey, this is my turn with this letter. I'm just telling you, you said I'm in love with him despite prickly, itchy sex. Now, nobody want that but you. I asked him if he'd consider, listen to this, cutting down his back hair, leg hair, and underarm hair.
Ooh,
what? So it just ain't on his face? You done went out with Sasquatch or whatever his name is, Bigfoot. You done met Bigfoot. and underarm hair a little bit. And he said it's not the manly thing to do. Well, damn, dog. It is.
Yeah.
Grooming and taking care of yourself and cutting your hair, all this is manly. Is he familiar with this? There's a thing that's going, it's called the Black Man's Country Club. It's called the barbershop. We spend a lot of time down there because we have to groom ourselves. And then we have to honor our woman's wishes. Anyway, he sees how his body hair leaves fine scratches all over my body, and he still won't groom himself. But you still letting him climb on you. Girl, bye. He's a clean man, and he smells wonderful. What? But I'm sick of the scratchy, stubbly sex. Since he won't compromise, is it a sign that he don't care about me? Absolutely give a damn what you think. This who I am, this what I am, this what I'm giving you, take it or leave. Stop having sex with him till he groom himself. Now, if he decides he'd rather stay ungroomed than have sex with you, he'd rather be scratchy, itchy, and prickly than to have sex with you or to be with you. You can find this out right away. Stop having sex with him until he grooms himself. If he won't groom himself, then y'all finish having sex.
Ta-da! Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from Junior in Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior in Sports Talk. Junior, what you got?
Man, Unc, Nick Chubb out for the season for the Browns, man. Injured himself in the game on Monday Night Football against the Steelers.
Horrible injury.
Horrible.
Horrible injury, man. I felt so bad for that young guy, man. Horrible. Wow. It was horrific. It was so bad, ESPN wouldn't even show it.
Oh, yeah.
But the pictures, the still pictures of the actual man,
mm-hmm.
this brother's leg was bent in a way I've never seen that before.
Oh, wow. No, didn't look good at all. And on top of that, Kareem Hunt, though, paid a visit to the Browns. Would you take him?
Today.
That boy can ball, though, man.
Today.
Right now. Also, Unc, man, let's go and get to it, man. Deion Sanders and the Buffaloes, Colorado Buffaloes, going up against Oregon, number 10.
This will be their toughest test.
Yes. They 21-point underdogs.
Colorado is.
Yeah, they was 21 points underdog against Tulane too, but they had TCU. Travis Hunter. TCU. I mean TCU.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They had Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter is out.
Yeah, he is. He's out after the late hit.
It's gonna be tough. Now that late hit, this boy is getting these death threats.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't deserve death threats for that late hit.
Yeah, right.
But here's the problem. Any other time, they review stuff. Like, if there's a fight in the NFL or college,
right.
They review it even after the game is over, and they hand out suspensions.
Okay. Right.
They now review targeting. And if they missed a call on the field, they review targeting and put people out. This was a blatant late hit.
Oh, absolutely.
Why nothing has happened to this player is beyond me, especially with the severity of the injury. They've got the discipline part of it. Yeah, man, yeah. Because that's a late hit. Y'all missed it on the field, but if you miss targeting, you go back and review that.
Right.
They review fights and issue punishments a week after the game
penalties
over with.
And all that. Yeah,
if fines. They had given something to this guy, I believe that would squash the death threats. Now, the death threats are unfair. It's unfair. Because it's
Coach
football
Prime
game.
Came out against that, too. Right. He spoke about that, too. He said, stop that. Yeah.
All right, well, man, let's talk about this. Giants 49ers tonight. Who you got?
49ers. Giants can't beat the 49ers. what is we talking about?
Yeah. What are we doing this for?
Purdy. Samuels. Yeah. The defense. You know, is Saquon, is he hurt?
Yeah, he's out.
What
are we talking about this for?
What is we...
Come on, Shirley. Don't even worry about it.
These air sports right here.
All right.
Upset game of the week.
Uh-huh.
Colorado, Oregon.
Okay, let's
All
go.
Right, Coach
let's
Prime. Go. Money's right. on Coach Prime.
We believe.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, a woman needs some social media advice, Steve. Her boyfriend doesn't listen when she says she won't marry again. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you.
All right, Steve. Leslie on Facebook writes, I got married young and we had a son when I was 20. My husband was emotionally abusive and we divorced after 3 years. I've been dating my current boyfriend for 5 years now and he's a wonderful man and my son adores him. I've told him many times that I don't ever want to get married again, but he basically just ignores what I say and talks about how we will get married one day. Last night I told him that if getting married is important to him, then we should break up, and he left mad and didn't come home. I'm worried about how this is going to affect my son. I don't really want to break up with my boyfriend, but if I refuse to ever get married again, what should I do?
Well,
that's from Leslie.
I can't tell a person what to do, but sometimes you take the baggage and you carry it too far. Why don't you give that baggage over to God? He got you out of the mentally abusive relationship. That doesn't mean all relationships are abusive. You've been with this guy for 5 years. You absolutely love him. He treats your son wonderful. You're not in an abusive marriage, you're not in an abusive relationship, but you think if you get married, all of a sudden this guy is going to become what you had before. That's not fair to yourself.
Right.
No. It's not fair to your relationship with God. It's amazing how God delivers us from things and then we keep revisiting it. Yeah. God gets us through something and we keep taking it with us. God get us over something and we keep bringing it back up. You can't drive your car looking in the rearview mirror. So now, you want to resign yourself to being a girlfriend the rest of your life? When you clearly have a man who wants to honor you, put a ring on your finger, have a family, and treat you right. But you don't want that because you was in a bad relationship. Girl, come on now.
Yeah.
These is two separate dudes. Yeah. He's proven it for 5 years. Why would you not give yourself, your child, your family, your life a chance? Now, if that's just not what you want. Now, if you don't want to be married, you don't like being in a monogamous relationship and committed, then what's the boyfriend for? See, okay, let me ask you a question, young lady. Is it okay if your boyfriend see other people?
No, probably it's not.
I'm sure.
Probably not.
Right.
Okay. No. Are you trying to see other people?
No.
Mm-mm.
She's cool.
Sounds like she just like it is. Yeah.
Okay, so cool. Now, I don't ever want to get married again, but you want to act married.
Yeah.
I'm missing the point. And for all of you women out there that's going to be hating on me, talking about, Steve, she ain't got to get married if she don't want to. She don't. But let's be honest about the reason why. I want to be somebody.
Prince, the song.
Yeah.
Ain't that song? Yeah.
I want to belong to somebody. I want to be thought of first by somebody. You don't want that? You don't want a man to put you on a pedestal and honor you? You don't. I don't understand why you would not want
that. She's saying no. Yeah, she doesn't want
that. Well, then you shouldn't be in a relationship. No, I just don't want to be married. But y'all playing married, though.
Yeah.
Y'all live
for 5 years.
You live together. He left, didn't come back. You hurt the man. Man, if a man tell you he want to marry you, that's an ultimate commitment for anybody.
Yeah.
And you tell him, I don't want to get married. If that's a deal breaker, we should break up. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now, when he walk away.
Yeah. Because you didn't want him.
Okay. Because a lot of women going to sign up for this one.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you're going to tell your boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
he wanted us, but I didn't want him to want us that way. He wanted us too much.
Because of how your daddy treated me 5 years ago.
It's just too much wanting.
Too much loving.
All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, Elevate You is out. It's doing well. Please remind everyone why they should get it and the benefits of Elevate You.
Let me give y'all a timeline. This product came out in January. I can't even tell you the success stories I have heard since January.
Wow.
The sales are brisk because the product really does work, does what it says it's going to do. It will give you more energy. It will help you with your digestion, and it will help boost your immune system. Now, listen to me. It's now in Walmart stores. We got end caps on the aisles. It's pictures of me up now. Walmart got this stuff in the stores. It's outselling a lot of products. It is a green drink that comes in flavors. And you can get it in stick packs only at Walmart. And I got gummies out now for your mental clarity, digestion, and to boost your metabolism. It works out great. Timeline. I was out of shape in January. It got announced in October that I was fat and wheezy.
Why is he doing that?
Right after that, the product came out. I'm just helping y'all understand how God works in mysterious ways. The product came out in January. Now look at me. Fat boy gone. Body fat down. Energy level, blood level good. Big
so
fat
funny.
And wheezy then got lean and mean.
Coming up
I'm
in 33
a machine
minutes.
Up in here.
After the hour, we'll play another round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for another round of Would You Rather. Would you rather be friends with someone you're in love with, or would you rather be married to someone you secretly hate?
Huh?
You want to be friends with someone you are in love with, or you want to be married to someone that you secretly hate? You can't stand this person.
Oh, I've been married to that person. That ain't no fun at all. So I secretly hated her, and she openly hated me. So I've had the best of both worlds. And only reason I secretly hated her because I didn't want to say it out loud, but I did. But she was openly hating me. So secretly, I developed a hate for her. It was an incredible relationship. We shared a hate. And so I've done that before. So what is option A?
Would you rather be friends with someone you love? You're in love with. You're in
Marjorie,
love with your friend.
Marjorie, right now, I kid you not, including all my dudes, Marjorie is my best friend.
That's right.
As it should be, yeah.
Well, it's not as it should be.
Well, you should be friends.
Your wife doesn't have to be your best friend. She could just be your friend.
Your
best friend oftentimes is one of your boys. It's always been that way for me. Yeah. It's never been my best friend was my wife before. My best friend has always been my homies. I've discovered something over the years. My best friend now happens to be Marjorie. But do I have some great friends that's homies? Ride or die. I'm talking about make a phone call and it go down. Hey, man. Like, hey man, like that scene in the movie. Hey, man. I'm getting ready to go hurt some people. You can never ask me what it's about now or later. Yeah. The dude looked at him and said, "Who car we taking?
Which car we taking?"
Yeah, that's all to it.
Yes.
I got some cats like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Friendship. Brotherhood.
All right. Would
now,
you
Marjorie, she not that way. Baby, I'm going down here to hurt some people. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yeah.
No. She's not that. Yeah, I draw the line with her right there. She can't do that. Yeah. I got some cats I can call for that.
All right, would you rather go bald or would you rather have a high-pitched voice?
Shirley, we missed it. Repeat.
Would you rather go bald or would you rather have a high-pitched voice?
Well, we already know which one I'm fighting.
He said Junior.
Yeah, because he know. Damn.
Well, hell, you got both.
I got what?
Hey, you got a high pitched voice and you going bald. This is your answer. Which one you want to do?
The last one was
what
Steve.
The hell you talking about? I'd rather go bald. This is all you.
Let him speak in his lower voice. Go ahead.
Y'all gonna stop. Okay, I'm finna thread Unc in my lowest voice. Dude, you gonna stop talking about me.
Ooh.
Ah, hell.
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather.
I'm scared now.
We'll close out the show in just a few right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7
U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Thursday. As always, it's been a good day. And, Steve, we have one more phone call for you before we get out of here. This is a guy who needs some life motivational advice. You're going on a big motivational speaking tour, so this is a great call.
Hey, what's going on, Steve? Morning, crew. Peace and blessings to y'all. Hey, I just had a quick question, man. I feel like I have a calling on my, I know I have a calling on my life because it's so, it burns inside of me when I think about it. You know what I'm saying? But, I have a calling on my life, and I believe it not only put me and my family on a different level, but it will also help a lot of other people. But I'm not being consistent about it. I'm being disobedient about it, and I'm not going after it like I should. What do you suggest I can do to keep me focused and keep me consistent about it and keep pushing forward about it? I appreciate it in advance. Thank you.
It's simple. It's very simple. What the answer I'm about to give you is very simple, but it's hard. You have to become disciplined. Discipline is doing what you have to do even when you don't want to. See, to answer the calling on your life, it requires some discipline. Because that calling, you don't want all that come with the calling. I've oftentimes not wanted everything that comes with my calling. But it eats away at you. You have to answer the call. You not answering the call. You just said, brother, it will make a better way for your family, your life, and everything. But you also are looking at the requirements. And that's what's got you shaking. You ain't consistent because you wake up some days and you just don't want to do that today. Discipline is doing what you have to do even when you don't want to do it. So, bruh, you have to become disciplined. Discipline is the key to becoming successful. Without discipline, you cannot become successful. You just can't. And discipline is hard to do. Discipline is hard to develop. It's hard to wake up and do something that you have to do. Do something you don't want to do and got to do it anyway. It's hard, man. But those that honor the discipline are the ones that have different types of lives. And you get to make that choice. God gives us the power of decision. We all get to decide who we are, what we're going to be. And the moment you stop trying, you have to now make the adjustment to settle in. Well, this is my life. If you say, this is my life, this is what I resign myself to, then that's, guess what? That's what your life finna be. And if you ain't happy with it, that's your decision. God ain't stopped you from dreaming. God didn't stop you from believing. You did that yourself. When you stop dreaming, that's you. When you quit believing, that's you. That decision occurs in your mind, between your temples and your earlobes. Those decisions are made up there. You are the foreman of your brain. You just have to understand that your brain is operated in two halves. You have a positive side and a negative side. A foreman is in charge of the negative side, and a foreman is in charge of the positive side, and a foreman is in charge of the negative side. Who you call to the forefront to give instructions to every day, because you're the CEO, you're the boss. If you say, well, man, I done woke up on the wrong side of the bed, man, I don't feel myself today, then guess what? That's a negative thought. The foreman that's in charge of the negative side comes to the front of your brain and starts issuing workers' orders today. Well, boss man said he got up on the wrong side of the bed today. Boss man said he don't feel himself today. Let's get to work. And the workers on the negative side of the brain starts manufacturing thoughts to justify and fulfill the command of the CEO. On the other hand, if you wake up and say, Lord, I thank you for this day. I'm grateful. I'm expecting great things to happen to me. I'm looking for a life of abundance. And if anything happens contrary to that, I expect you to give me the strength and the will and the discipline to forge forward. Guess what? The foreman that's in charge of positive thoughts turns around and says, okay, fellas, you heard the CEO today. It's going to be a great day today. We expect great things today. And if anything were to happen, he's going to give us the strength and fortitude to forge forward. And that's what gets produced. It's called discipline. Whenever I meet anybody and they are falling short of their dreams, I always check them on their discipline. Because, y'all, it's really up to you. You ain't got to get mad at nobody else. You have the power of choice. You get to decide. Now, if you're going to sit in your life and accept it the way it is, whatever cards life then dealt you, and you're going to just play that hand right there, you ain't going to try to get no new cards. You ain't going to go and pull from the deck. You ain't going to try to better your hand. You just, these the five cards I got. What? That's not how this works. You can change cards, man. If you don't like the hand, now listen to me. Do we all have some cards in our hands we don't want? Of course. You can have the lowest card in the deck, a deuce. But if you get four deuces, you finna win. Three deuces can win, homie. You understand? You can take something. God has the ability to take something bad and turn it into a... Man, you pick your hand. Man, I got a two of spades. You playing spades. You pick up your cards. I got three of spades. Man, I got four of spades. Damn, all these low-ass spades. Keep picking. You mess around and you got seven spades in your hand. I don't care if it's two through eight. You finna win, homie. You finna win. Now, brother, get this. Talk to God today. Love to hear from you. Y'all have a great day.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.